Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor for the privilege of knowing you. Would you lift your hands one more time and appreciate him for the privilege of knowing him, the privilege of accessing a new month, knowing him and successfully arriving in a new month. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let nobody leave here the same way they have come. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone this morning to this auspicious presence. And like we have been said, has been said, the month is starting on the Lord's day. And so we trust that this will be the Lord's month in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations for successful arrival of the second month. We shall arrive successfully into the third month and into the fourth month. And going on, we shall continue to arrive successfully. And the months shall not arrive empty. They shall arrive loaded. And this month of February has arrived loaded. Shout the loudest amen. It is our month of reigning by the force of dedication. Reigning as kings by the force of dedication to God. Being a blessing Sunday, I am speaking on the subject, the blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. The blessing of dedication to God is soul winning. Our objective is twofold. Number one, we want to understand the meaning of dedication to God. And number two, we will understand the blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. We'll understand the blessing of dedication to God, and then the blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. Dedication to God. It's a subject that many don't understand. I hope you are not actually tempering with the sound. I need to hear myself well to preserve the voice. There are many church people, but not many dedicated children of God. Members of church are plenty, but dedicated people are few. People who patronize churches are plenty, But people that heaven can count on are few. What is the meaning of being dedicated to God? Truth is, you cannot be dedicated to God and not know. You yourself, you know. You cannot be dedicated to God and God is not aware. God knows. You know God knows. The devil knows. You can't be dedicated to God and you don't know. You can't be dedicated to God and God does not know. You cannot be dedicated to God and the devil does not know. You say, does Job fear you for nothing? You cannot be dedicated to God and people don't know. That is both your friends and your enemies. Those who hate you know. Those who love you know. They say, I don't like the man, but he's real. I'm happy that somebody is here testifying about 34 years ago. 34 years of 1992. One is here that can testify of 40 years ago, of young men pursuing God with fire. Lock yourself up. She said that fire that she saw 32 years ago is on till tomorrow. What is dedication to God? Number one, it means being sold out to God. You are sold out to God. In the book of Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20, Paul the apostle speaking said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Sold out to God. That is to the point where you dash yourself to God. Being sold out to God. That is, even in your own life, you don't have a say. God has the first place and he has the final say. He has the first place, second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place. The first place, the final say. On matters of your own life and destiny, you don't have even a say. But his commandments to you will not grieve you. They are not grievous. When you look at this, you can understand that not many people are dedicated to God. They go to church. They are not bad people, but they are not dedicated. Because they are not sold out. God does not have the first place. The job has the first place. Somebody, a human being, has the first place. God does not have the final say. What is dedication to God? Number two. It is being a promoter and a defender of God and his cause in the earth. A promoter and a defender of the cause of God, of both God and his cause in the earth. A promoter and a defender of the cause of God in the earth. That those are the kind of people they say they carry church on their head. Those are the kind of people they say, oh, these people are just carry God, 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 God. And it is real, not fake. Not just being there and not being real. I'm coming to that. In Exodus chapter 32 and in verse 26, when Moses went to the top of the mountain, and he came and the people had gone into idolatry, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Who is on the Lord's side? Dedication to God is taking sides with God. There are many sides to take, but you took the side of God. You know, in situations of life, there are people who don't have a side. Right? They are castigating God, castigating church, and saying everything. They are just there. They don't have a side. They have no side. They have no say. They live in a realm of no risk. They can't take a blow for God. They can't be inconvenienced for God. David said, the reproaches of them that reproached you fell on me. Have you tried to preach before and people came to threaten you? If you don't, we'll deal with you. The zeal of your house has eaten me. The reproaches of them that reproached you has fallen on me. Your insult landed on me. They were trying to insult you. I came. It fell on me. There are many people today who journey on the path of least resistance. I am trusting the Lord that the kind of Christianity that we saw in the 70s and early 80s, that will begin to see that again among the children of God. Where your voice is heard, when it needs to be heard. One of our children was in a class one time. And an atheist lecturer was talking anyhow. There's no God, there is no heaven, there is no this, there is no that. And the child stood up and said, excuse me, sir. It is possible that you don't believe in God. And it is impossible that you don't fear God. But I'd like you to know that in this class there are people who believe in God. And there are people who know that God exists. That shut the lecturer up. And at the end, the lecturer says, I'm so sorry. What you said was true. I am meant to respect the faith of others. He said, going forward, if you hear me talk like that again, take me, report me to the authorities. Because it was not part of his duty to talk down the faith of people while lecturing. There are other people who were Christians in that class. But who kept quiet? They are ready to take anything. But they don't want to be seen publicly to identify with God or to be known for God. What does it mean to be dedicated to God? Is to be a promoter, a defender of both God and his cause in the earth. In my university days, when the cultists were trying to rise, some of us rose and said it is not going to be under our watch. Confrontation. It's not under our watch. What does it mean? What is dedication to God? Number three. Dedication to God means being real with God. Being real. Being real. You are real with God. Being authentic with God. Not fake. Not synthetic. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 2, Paul the Apostle said, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." You are real, not fake. You are authentic, not synthetic. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. There are people that are Christians until money matter arrives. Until you are in a business transaction. That is when you know that the Christianity has not circumcised his hand yet. It's resources. There is no circumcision of the hand. That's when you know. That's when you know that you can be anything, you can do anything you want, but please let it stop there. Some people have said they don't take their Christian life into their business life. Otherwise, they wouldn't do business successfully. Who said that? Others say church apart. I'm sure you have heard some people say, "What I want to tell you now is with my church mind. With my church mind." That is, there is a church mind different from the other mind that I have. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody asked me, said, "What is the easiest way to make children go in the way of the Lord?" I said to the person, just one simple thing. Be a Christian in their front. Huh? Children to grow and go in the way of the Lord. Be a Christian in their front. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are the pastor. You declared prayer and fasting in church. You are eating at home. And the children are watching you. And you come and say, "Brethren, you know we are still fasting." And this fasting is 6 to 6. And they saw you eating bread by one. You have lost them. You have lost them. This is a yeah man. Yeah pastor. They won't tell you to your face, so they will be talking behind themselves. Say, look at the man. So these things are all not true. They are not real. They are not genuine. On the dining table, you are pissing people. You carry this person, you destroy his character. You carry this other man, you criticize him. And they are watching you. And you say, do the right thing. Don't struggle. Leave the instruction. Leave the instruction. The instruction should be life. Not voice. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? One young man came and lived in our house some time ago. He monitored me for a long time. So a particular time, say, excuse me, sir, what's going on? When are the times that you eat? It's okay. The times you didn't see me eating, I was fasting. Say, what kind of fast is that? Then he decided to embark on some fast himself. When he reached back home to his father, the father told me, he said, this boy did fasting that himself has not done all his life. Engage himself 3 to 6 hours tonguing non-stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is dedication to God? You come to the point where you say, Lord, I want to be real with you. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be plastic. I want to be authentic. That was number three. Number four. Dedication is making God the central focus of your life. The central focus of your life. Now, I was handling a case where a very brutal man was very brutal against his wife. He, all the time, permanently, as if he would waste, permanently. Until the children grew and grew very rebellious. He says, sit down. He said, I won't sit. I said, you know what? You're about to lose these children. You're about to lose them. Continue in this kind of brutal behavior and you won't have a child. Because we have to be real. Making God the central focus of your life. When you are dedicated to God, your life as a whole revolves around God. It revolves. There is nobody who claims to know you and not know you with your God. They will know you and know you with your God. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 5, the Bible said, then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. There are other Daniels that we can find things about, but for this Daniel, we can't find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Do you know what it means for your life to revolve around God? That God is the central focus of your life. That means that you got a job, and before you said yes to the job, your consideration is not how much is the salary. Your consideration is, how does this job affect my faith? What is the content of the job? What is my job description? Maybe my job description is to be passing alcohol to my boss. It's not for me. To be organizing mistresses for him. It's not for me. To be telling lies on his behalf. Where he say, it's a guy, tell them I'm not him. And like a little child told the visitor, my mother said I should tell you she's not around. My mother said I should tell you she's not around. That is, my mother told me to tell you that she's not around. That is the audibleness of falsehood. Do you understand what I'm saying? That, so the salary is not the consideration. How much of my life is this job consuming? Whereas it's not giving me the permission to serve God the way I should. They are all considerations when your whole life is centered around God. And when it is centered around God like that, God will ensure that he gives you openings that will make you serve him well and
probably have a higher salary than the other one that will not give you the time.
I am not talking theory. I am talking of what is our life from longer from the beginning. In the university days, I couldn't go to certain places to read because it would destroy my prayer time in the morning before class. So they say they'll go to read in so-and-so place and then return back early in the morning to have their bath quickly to go to the for lectures. For me, it was not easy. Please don't practice what I'm saying now, especially this reading place, because most times I read in the room. But there are people who can't read when there is a bed. So don't try that. I mean, they can't read if there is a bed. My bed is calling me now. the eyes will just be dropping. Just be dropping. They are looking, but they are not looking. Because there is a bed. For me, I can sit and the bed can be on its own for the next 7 to 10 hours. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that when I have read it to the extent I want, I can disengage and break out in tonguing, in worship or anything I want. And then return back there. Yes, I could use it. But everything, including the reading, still revolved around my relationship with God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. For you to call yourself a Christian and nobody is aware is an abomination. Your boss is not aware. Classmates are not aware. Colleagues in the office are not aware. It took them by surprise. Somebody, something is happening positive for you this month. If you believe, you say a louder amen. If you believe, you say a louder amen. It is making God the central focus. The central focus of your life. Making God the central focus of your life. No one can claim not to know you with God. That was how Daniel was. Number 5. Dedication is possessing the heart that yearns and pants after God. Dedication to God. You possess a heart that yearns and pants after God. Cravings and desires after God that nothing else can satisfy. Nothing and nobody tickles your fancy like God. No movie moves you like God. No game gains your attention like God. No fashion is more fashionable than God. Possessing the heart that yearns, pants after God, cravings after God, desires after God that nothing can satisfy.
As the deer panteth for the water so, my soul long enough to thee. You alone are my heart desiring along to worship you. As the deer panted for the waters
So my soul longed after you. You alone, you alone are my heart. Desire and alone to worship you. You alone, you alone in my heart are true. You are when my spirit let it be all you. You alone are my heart, desire, friend of love, to worship you. You alone, you alone, are my strength, my truth, to you. To you alone, may my spirit yield. You alone, you alone are my heart desire. You alone, you alone.
You alone are my strength. You are my shield.
To you, you alone. May my spirit yield. You alone, you alone. Touch my heart like you do. Oh Lord, I have such through all eternity. And find there is none like you. There is none like you.
There is none
like you.
Oh Lord, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I am stretched through all eternity long and far. One more time. There is none like you.
There is none like you. Everybody, no one else can talk to you like you do.
I could search
for
us.
It's on it long.
It's
like you. He says, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my heart, my soul pants after you. Psalm 42, verse 1 and then verse 2. Psalm 63 and in verse 8, he said, my soul followeth hard. I am following you hard. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. My dear brothers and sisters, what is the intensity of your desire for God? Without desiring to die before your time, which is not good, do you once in a while desire that this filthy earth you round off so that you can have eternity with God in heaven? Do you once in a while desire it? You see, I came across a scripture that is very frightening. He said, to them that look for him. Hebrews chapter 9, I believe, verse 27. Look at that. He said, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Look at verse 28. He says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Which means when the rapture happens, his appearance is not to everybody. Those who are at home in this world will be left in the world, and they are at home. Where they sing, this world is not my home. They say, this world is now my home. Do you understand? Where those who are actually fully at home in this world, there is not once in a while a crave. How beautiful will it be in his presence? When all this rubbish and garbage of this world is over. Where people hating you for nothing is over. Where people calling you their enemy is over. For nothing. Where people denying you rights and trampling on you is over. Where it's a rat race, dog eat dog, is over. Where you help them and they hurt you, is over. How beautiful will it be with him? Does it ever cross your mind? If it doesn't ever, then when the trumpet sounds, you may not hear the sound. Because it's appearing to those who are looking for him. And that looking for him begins with a heart pursuit, a heart yearning, a longing, a craving. Lord, I long for your lovely face. Oh, please help me to walk in your ways. Lord, I long for your lovely face. Lord, I'm yearning to walk in your ways. Lord, I ask that you hold my hands. Lord, please help me to walk close to you. Lord, please lead me in the path of right. Lord, please don't let me I am helpless without you, Lord. I am wasted. Oh, Lord, please give me the power. Don't be so, let me be the way. I am helpless without you. I am hopeless. Please, please, Lord, please lead me in the path of right. Lord, please come, let me lead on you. I am oh, take that song again shortly. But this is what it is. That's dedication to God. Those who know you know your hunger. They know your hunger. They know what is your hunger. They know what is your passion. They know what you desire above every other thing. There are people who have desires that compete with desire for God. And when you put the desire of God and desire for things on one scale, their desire for such things will weigh higher than their desire for God. But dedication to God is what we are here to talk about. Having said that, all of those five, we can take a look at them quickly as we begin to talk of rounding up. That being sold out to God is dedication number two. It means being a promoter and a defender of both God and his cause in the earth. It means being real with God. It means making God the central focus of one's life. It means possessing the heart that yearns and pants after God, cravings and desires after God that nothing can satisfy. Having reached this junction, one of the strong pillars of our dedication to God is soul winning. There are pillars of dedication. I may come to that in the course of the month, but soul winning is a major proof. Go on evangelism. Go on evangelism. When you see people just display a nonchalant attitude, let's go win soul. Let's go do this and that. At times it is like asking a lion to fly. It's not his wiring. It's not in his vocabulary. Or asking an eagle to swim. It's not in his vocabulary. That is what happens when we are pushing and pressurizing on undedicated people. Go and win souls. Go and bring somebody to God. It means nothing. His mind, his heart is not aligned with the heart of God. What is it that will take us and be in three different cities in 1 week? They called me to the nation of Nicaragua. If I can come on a certain time for a crusade, a stadium-wide program. The date they gave was scheduled for other program. I told them, I said, I'm ready to come. I'm very, very ready to come, but that date is not workable. They said, okay, we are going to shift the date. They did. That date was... It's a Friday, and then from there, a nearby African country here the following week. But it's a call. That is, you travel across the Atlantic Ocean and return. Because there is a pool. When we went to Panama, what resources, what took us there? If you are to consider it, there will be no need to go and come, but just to go win souls. So when you are talking to people like, win souls, is because it's not there. It's like telling somebody to speak a language that they have neither learned nor have a genetic for. But soul winning, which is at the heart of God, will be attractive to a person who is dedicated to God. Now, what are the blessings in soul winning? The blessedness of soul winning. Number one is access to God's heart. By doing what is uppermost in his heart. You just found a place in the heart of God. When you decided to go out for souls. Not necessarily in crusades. But you can hear a young lady of 50 years today testifying of how in 32 years ago, he came across our path. Entering the university, she came across us. I was invited to preach in the fellowship, 92. And she caught a fire that has not left her till today. You occupy God's heart. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So you just effortlessly found a place in the heart of God. You found a place. Literally like the David that is called the man after God's heart. You found a place. Number two is access to and journeying in God's presence. You journey through life in the presence of God. The presence of God becomes your climate of journeying. Access to and journeying in God's presence. Journey through life in God's presence. The Bible said in Mark chapter 16 verse 20. It said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. The Lord moving with them. The Lord going with them. I am too aware that as I move, God is involved. The Lord walking with them. The Lord moving with them. And when God is in your journey is clear. Moses said, if your presence go not with me, don't take me from here. I'm sure you remember in our charge for the break of fast, it's journeying in God's presence, what it takes to journey in God's presence. In 2026, you journey in his presence. You travel in his climate. Your journey of life, from place to place, from office to office. If you are a soul winner, he is with you. Thirdly, is functioning in supernatural authority over the activities of the enemy. Functioning in supernatural authority. The 70 returned with joy. And they said, Lord, the demons are subject to us. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is, because I sent you and you went, and you go on assignment for me, I won't leave you powerless. You won't be a toy in the hands of the witches and the wizards and the occultic powers. You won't be a toy in their hands. Functioning in supernatural authority. Number four, is existence as a star of God in your life's assignment, as a star of God. Daniel chapter 12 and in verse 3, he said, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever, functioning as a star of God. In engineering, a star. One man, when we were going to set up the crusades, he had brought resources, saying, you know, that crusade that we are going there, how much is the bill? I want to be involved in it. So and so program. All of that. Then God took him in a revelation. He began to see certain calculations and scientific equations or some things. And then, Lord, what? He woke up, he forgot it. He couldn't get the picture. Lord, what did you just show me? And then when God brought it back, it was a financial calculation. He gave him a business idea. When he shared the business idea with a billionaire in Europe, that one dropped about $75 million first. He said, this idea, please don't share it with another person. This is my first drop. He said, they may be raking in what that man dropped, they may be raking in multiples of it yearly. That is what God does when people decide. I can give plenty of such testimonies. One of those guys goes physically on evangelism by himself as a billionaire every weekend, physically. How are you? Sorry, sir, I'm just coming out from evangelism. I won't get into the detail. So I was telling his story to somebody. He was standing. I said, he says, if you give him a job that is less than 1 billion, he will not touch it. He said, no, sir, it has increased. He said, he doesn't touch anything less than 5 billion now. Give to another person to do. There are other people who can execute projects. This is not, I don't waste time with this kind of amount. As a star. Because of modesty and decency, we don't get into details of such of things. But as a star. They that turn many to righteousness as stars. As stars. Whatever be your assignment, you don't have to be. The people I'm talking about are not full-time pastors. All that they decided, and they started from small levels. All that they decided is the decision to walk with God in this realm, and God turned them into stars. Finally, number 5, is access to supernatural supply. That almost took care of examples I just gave now, just took care. It's in Luke 22:35. He said, when I sent you without pause or scrip, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. I put this one as the least on the line. Because for me, entering the heart of God, because you are doing what touches his heart, is the most critical thing. Traveling with God on your life's journey. Moses said, don't give me anything. Just be sure that your presence goes with us. It's priceless. But I believe that today, it is somebody's day for a change of story. Somebody is blessed today. And everyone who knows you will know that you have not wasted your time serving the Lord. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Oh, are people shouting for this kind of message? Really? What are you shouting about? I thought until you hear, you shall make it. You shall fly, succeed. You shall do this. There's no need for shouting. You are really shouting about it? Then shout it and give it to the King of Kings. Lift up your hands. I was talking to somebody some time ago. He said, thank you for what you preach. I said, at times the preachings can be very hard. He said, yes. Those of us who love reality are more than those who love artificial. That's what the man said. He's not a Christian or a drunkard. He said, those of us who want reality, we are more than those who want artificial things. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. It's a new day. Without any doubt, somebody's relationship with God this month will be drawn closer. Let's take that song, Father, we worship you. Before then, just lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, louder, say, Father. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for
to
your
me
word.
Today.
To me today.
I give you the praise.
I give you the, praise.
I give you the honor.
I give you the adoration.
Thank you for speaking into my life, into my destiny,
this way.
Thank you for bringing me closer to yourself, for redirecting my focus to yourself. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, speak to God for 1 minute. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. Lord, I long for your lovely face. If your voice listen, Lord, I long for your lovely face. Lord, I'm yearning to walk in your way. Lord, I ask that you hold my hand. Lord, please help me to walk close. Lord, I long. Lord, I long for your lovely face. Lord, I'm yearning to walk in your way. Lord, I ask that you hold my hand. Lord, please help me to walk close. Lord, please lead me in the path of right. Lord, please don't let me miss the way. I am helpless without you, Lord. I am weak. Lift your voice and sing. Lord, please lead me in the path of right. Lord, please don't let me go. Take control. Lord, beside. Lord, beside the still water. For your living word, as I said. Nothing on earth can satisfy. My heart cry is for reality. Again.
what besides just the word of sleep. All your living word of God.
Locking on that.
Locking on that can satisfy my heart.
Lift your voice and sing, Lord, please refresh my weary soul. Let me fill up my emptiness.
Life is water without your Lord. Life is sin.
Lift your voice and sing, Lord, please refresh my weary soul.
Lift up your two hands, everyone. While we sing this third verse, anywhere you are today, and you are saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be dedicated to God. I want my addictions broken. Cravings that are not of God to die. I want to come to Jesus. Don't say, I'm coming to church. The gate of church is open for everybody, but not the gate of heaven. You pick your Bible, you pick your bag while this song is on, and you come forward here. In case you dedicated, you gave your life to Christ before, but you slid back to the world, this is the opportunity to stand. Don't say, who is looking at me? It doesn't matter. We shall all appear before God individually. You don't even need to wait until I finish talking. You can carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and be on your way forward. God bless you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you.
Holy Spirit, I welcome
you. Holy Spirit. Spirit with me, come out. A desire to follow. Holy Spirit, Holy.
Come with your Bibles, come with your bags, and come very, very fast.
Spirit with me. Spirit with me, come out. I desire.
Sing it one more time, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, I welcome you. For your comfort and guide, I crave. Spirit with me, come. Have your way. I desire to.
Lift your voice and sing, please don't leave. Deliver me from loneliness.
I am hopeless without you, Lord. I am.
Lift your voice and sing, please don't leave. Your voice and sing, please don't leave.
Lift up your two hands. I give the call one more time. I am tired of masturbation, tired of smoking, tired of drinking, tired of pornography, tired of lying, tired of cheating, tired of anger, bitterness. unforgiveness, fraud, internet fraud, gambling. I'm tired. And I want this yoke broken. Quickly carry your Bible. Quickly and be in the front. Lift up your hands. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. Just a moment. Let's prime us with the instruments. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands, everybody. I'll give you the count of 10 to join us quickly. 1.
I want to live, I want to live in the place where you are. To stay away, to stay away.
2.
I can't of this life to stay away. I want to live what is the Lord.
3. Quickly, come forward.
I want to live, I want to live.
Lord, in the place
where you are. To stay away, to stay away.
From the pressures and cares of this world.
To stay away.
To live, I want to live, oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay,
oh Lord,
please lead me away, that keep me from you, separate me. Lift your voice and worship it. I want to live. Keep coming.
Oh, just right where you are.
Second verse. Oh Lord, my heart.
Oh Lord, my heart. It's long and far. I pledge a prayer. To raise it, Lord. To raise it, Lord. Of your countenance.
So I can.
So I can. Raise it, Lord.
So I can escape.
So I can escape, Lord, the fire of faith. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my Lord. Oh Lord. Oh 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 oh.
So I can escape. That covers me.
So I can escape.
I want to live. I want to live.
Oh, just so crazy.
I want to stay. I want to stay.
Separate me, cause it's been. I want to leave. separate me from the thing. Lord, I hinder me.
God bless.
Oh Lord, I stay long in nothing. My cup's open.
No more to hang with those.
No more to hang with those who have no value. So I can become everything I was meant to be.
Each of us sing it one more time.
Oh Lord, I say, long enough, the cut's off. No more to have. We know to have no value.
So I can be
become everything I was meant to be. So.
I want to live.
Oh Lord, just right where you are.
I want to stay.
Oh Lord,
please lead me away.
Separate me.
One more time. I want to leave.
From the pain that I hinder me.